Howdy, howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two
Moody Doctors. Who would you cast to play yourself in a movie about your life? That's from Mason.
Who would I cast in a movie to play?
To play yourself.
Okay, so it's an autobiographical film.
Yeah, and I'm assuming we need to pick from like actors that are well known.
Or maybe it's not autobiographical. I'm not writing the film necessarily, but I'm casting it.
Yeah.
So some kind of pseudo-documentary.
I like the tie, by the way.
Thank you.
Totally off topic, but
wow. Who would I play? No, who would I cast to play me?
I guess this would be going more who could capture the personality, not so much like what actor might look like you.
I guess so.
I mean, I guess
you, I guess you could go anyway. Do you have an answer?
I don't know if I could name enough actors to fill up all 10 fingers. Like, I know so little about movies, and I hardly watch TV, and
I don't think that the people I would choose, I don't think they would know them.
Mm. You could try them. They have Google.
They can Google them. They'll recognize maybe the... So there are two that come to mind. One is Bea Arthur.
Okay.
They would know her as Dorothy on The Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
People tell me all the time, anyway, that I... When they see and hear her, especially in The Golden Girls, but it was really her character in life. I mean, her character was basically, that's who she was in life. People tell me I remind them of Bea Arthur.
Interesting.
And this comes back to a point students keep asking me, why I'm much more, or much less, they don't use the word aggressive. In these gatherings, I'm less, I think you said sassy. A friend of mine in Atlanta said I'm far more kind.
It's on record.
Not that I'm unkind, but I do tend to be blunt.
That's okay. That's needed.
I think B. Arthur or Carol Burnett, I would be happy with. I would be honored if they would play me, play the role of Amir. Or, what is his name? Two people. Timothy Chalamet. You would know him if you saw him, I think.
Okay.
And or Orlando Bloom. Do you remember Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing anything anymore.
Orlando Bloom, that was, wasn't that Legolas in Lord of the Rings? And he was in Pirates of the Caribbean, too.
Oh, I don't know.
I think.
I remember him from a couple of more, like, serious... I'm not saying those aren't serious, though.
Yeah.
I don't know Lord of the Rings. Is this like Barnum and Bailey? Like, I'm Lord of the Circus Rings?
I know, like the... it's the J.R.R. Tolkien, like, book series, like that.
No, I'm kidding. That I know. That I know. I just don't know the... yeah, I don't
know. Now I want a mashup of Lord of the Rings characters as circus actor.
High wire act. I chose those two because I think they're both phenomenal actors. Timothy Chalamet, especially. It also may be because I think they're beautiful, and I would like for someone to, I would love to think that, yeah, I'm not as pretty as they. So it would just be nice. If it can't be Bea Arthur or Carol Burnett, then let's have someone that I would, and I think those, that they are beautiful, Bea Arthur and Carol Burnett.
That's fair.
If it's going to be someone else, then maybe one of those two. Those two especially... Well, I don't know how old Orlando Bloom is.
I think he's around our age.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Timothy is quite young. Okay. I think he's in his mid-20s or something like that. Yeah, they're young, or at least Timothy is young and talented. There's that word we don't care so much for. Full of hope.
That's right.
None of those really apply to me. Yeah, I'm really just old, hanging on, and bloated. Probably from the gluten-free vegan chocolate chips. Just because they're gluten-free and vegan doesn't mean they're healthy.
True.
Right?
But they sound healthy.
I mean, ostensibly, Fritos are gluten-free and vegan. You don't need to sit back and take down a whole bag of Fritos, though.
I could, though.
And do you know that there are now gluten-free vegan Oreos?
Really? Well, that's dangerous.
Two of them, two Oreos, is 210 calories.
So you could grab a handful, now do the, and that's a right, caloric intake for like
do
the day.
Do the math when yours truly, in a car ride, eats 1.5 bags of Oreos.
Oreos and a glass of milk. Mm. Yeah.
So we just don't buy them anymore.
That's probably smart. Yeah.
So if it cannot be someone aged and bitter, like B. Arthur, or someone older but brilliant, like Carol Burnett, or someone young and hopeful and, you know, aesthetically stunning, then the movie probably just doesn't need to
happen.
Yeah, just drop it. Or it could be an animated character.
There you go.
Like Garfield.
That was the first thing that you went with.
Yeah, but why? Why did Garfield show up? I like cats.
Do you like lasagna? Okay. Do you like sending things to Abu Dhabi?
Well, he's kind of sassy with the dog.
That's true. He is, yeah.
Wait, what?
Odie?
Odie.
Yeah.
Otis? Odie.
I think it's Odie.
Odie.
Yeah.
Oh, Otis is the drunk on the Andy Griffith show.
On Andy Griffith.
Show. Yeah. Okay. Are they going to know Otis?
Sure. Sure they don't know Andy Griffith. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I can see the first minute of any Andy Griffith episode and be like, oh, this is what happens.
Oh, Angela Lansbury. I would love Angela Lansbury to play my character. Although now two of those, she and B. Arthur are both dead.
Passed away, yeah.
I'd still like them to play my part. It's going to be a little tricky.
I have no idea who would play me.
Oh, come on. Like, I named five people. Two of whom are dead.
I need the internet world to help. I know who I would not want.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you know when I was in college?
He annoys me.
Why?
I don't know.
I was certain in college that he and I were going to be together. I somehow knew that in some way we were going to meet. How old is he?
I think he's in his 50s now.
No way. In my mind, in my life, he's still, I don't know, 23, floating in that big old icy doom.
Did you ever see Inception?
I don't think so.
Okay. So Inception begins with him like washed up on the shore. It's like this movie where you have a dream within a dream within a dream. It's very...
That just hurt my head.
Yeah. But I always used to say that the Titanic, he never actually died in Titanic. He just floated off and then woke up on the shores of Inception.
Oh.
That's how the story really ends.
Which
would mean Titanic might be within somebody's dream and didn't actually happen.
Conspiracy theory much?
Let me stir this pot.
Wow.
You've gotten about 50% of my movie knowledge.
So he lived.
That's right.
I like that. But wait a minute. So he gets on your nerve. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Not too much. I don't know if it's just... It must have been some movie I saw when I was younger. He's not bad. I just don't click with him as much.
You know, he is... Something as a person I really admire is his commitment to environmental causes.
Now I can get on board with that. Yeah.
Okay, who else? So if you don't know who you want to play,
I've had some people on.
Do you not want?
Otis Unger.
Well, he is powerfully deceased.
I don't think this is accurate. I've had a surprisingly amount of people on TikTok call me Ryan Gosling. Gosling.
Oh, as though you look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sort of do.
I'm terrible at seeing those things. Like,
I'm not fond about that, but yeah, you do kind of look like Ryan.
And I think I think especially like if I sit down and play something from was that movie La La Land?
Yeah.
Like if I play something from, because he plays piano in that movie.
So
mostly, especially from the, I guess the profile maybe. I don't know. We need to
bleach your hair.
Yeah, bleach the hair a bit.
You've got to shave.
But then I look like a 4-year-old.
He kind of looks like a 4-year-old. That's right? True. Okay. I mean, he doesn't ever age. Yeah. No, I see that.
Yeah.
Do you want him to play you in the film? I think he's a fine actor.
I'll take that.
He's a very good
actor. I don't know anything about him personally, but I'll take that.
But I like the not who you don't want. Pick someone, besides Otis. Okay, pick someone else you don't want to play. I'll pick someone I don't want to play the role of me as well.
Ooh, this could stir the pot.
Or, okay, go ahead. I was going to say, let's pick someone. You pick someone to play me and I'll pick someone to play you. Ooh.
I know I definitely don't want the guy that played the like middle-aged Anakin Skywalker in the early Star Wars films. I don't want him. I forgot his name.
I know about two of the words you just said. Okay.
Somebody on the internet will know what I'm talking about, and they will be highly offended by it because a lot of people are obsessed with the actor. I don't know his name, though. It's just... Maybe it's just the movie. It just came out a little too corny for a film about galactic warfare. It sounded just whiny. Anyway, okay.
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Star Wars?
No. No. I saw one of them.
Okay. That might get some feedback.
Bring it. I saw... I've told this story a million times. I don't know the number. It was, I think... I'm not sure, but I think it was number 3 or number 5, if one of those actually exists.
There's 9.
I can only tell you how it ended.
Okay.
Because that's all I remember. I was on a date. It was in Atlanta. It was the first and last date. And they were playing it at the Fox.
Was this before, like, 2007?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's 5. I shouldn't know that, but...
It was probably 05, 06... Or maybe 04, 05. I don't remember how it ends. And I mean, I remember only how it ends because it was at the Fox. And what that meant was that you don't just watch the movie. Like, people are up and running and eating and doing all... Children were running and screaming.
Event. That's cool.
Yeah. And so, that was kind of neat. But I had no idea what was happening in the film. And the person with whom I went on the date... I said, do I need to know any of this before I see? And he said, no, it's standalone. In hindsight, he just wanted to see the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not standalone.
Yeah, so that was the date. And all I remember was, at the very end, this poor, pitiable creature in all black was on what I thought was a beach, but I've since learned was not a beach. And he was on fire. And he was melting.
Oh, that was the end of 3.
3? And I remember thinking...
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, 3 did come out around that time. Okay, yeah. That's the actor that I don't want to play me, the one who was melting.
Oh, well, good news. He melted.
Yeah, I think...
Did he die?
If we're talking about the same scene, no. He what is what later became Darth Vader. The big, like...
He survived that burn.
Mm-hmm. They had robotic arms and legs put on him and...
Deep melt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a lightsaber battle with somebody on a fiery, volcanic lava planet.
What I saw?
That's basically, yeah.
Oh, I thought because I just remember looking and thinking, because the guy said, it's almost over. And I was like, thank God. And I looked and, this thing was melting on the beach. And I remember thinking, verbatim, what an awful way to go. I mean, if I'm going to die someplace, on the beach doesn't seem so bad. I love the beach.
Maybe it wasn't... I can't remember how 5 ends. 5 is...
Someone's going to tell us.
5 is The Empire Strikes Back. It begins on a snow planet, but I don't remember exactly the end of it.
I don't... What was the title of the one I maybe saw? Number
3...
Ooh, that's the Empire shows up. Or The Empire gets hit. Why would they strike? Who struck the Empire? What an awful thing to do.
Well, the Empire is...
Is the Empire bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the Republic, that's the good side.
The Republic struck the Empire.
I mean, they were going at it.
And the Empire went on strike. Or strike.
I mean, they're both collectively trying to take over the world. Standard, you know.
Okay.
Or one's trying to take over the world while the other's trying to keep that from happening.
Oh, wait a minute. The person melting, was that a bad person? Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
In that case.
I mean, I don't wish anyone to melt, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, good. So, good. So, I don't know who the character you want, but... So, no, to answer your question, I don't know any of the Star Wars movies.
Just don't call them Star Trek and you're set.
I know what Star Trek is.
Yeah, if you mix and match those, you get the diehard fans will come at you.
I don't know those
either. Very fast.
But yeah. No, I miss all of that.
I do love every now and then, like, going on the internet being like, oh yeah, I love Star Trek. That's that movie with Gandalf who talks to Darth Vader and has a kid who's named Harry Potter.
I don't entirely get all that, but you're mixing a whole lot of people, right? A whole lot of things. Okay.
That's great. All right.
Okay, we're going to have to move on from this. You don't want that person, and you don't want Leo DiCaprio.
Leo, yeah.
You would be okay with Ryan Gosling.
Take that.
So it sounds like Bea Arthur and Ryan Gosling are going to be doing, when they make the film about our podcast years from now, and somehow they resurrect Bea Arthur.
The whole movie can open with them sitting at their coffee shop that they've made.
Can somehow someone Photoshop Bea Arthur and Ryan Gosling side by side in like in this setup?
Internet challenge.
I'm sure they can. I'm sure you can. I know you can.
Bea Arthur,
you can
Ryan
make a
Gosling.
Coffee mug. You can do anything.
I'll see what I can do. But if somebody can beat me to it, bring it on. Be as creative as you want.
Or Timothy Chalamet. Either one's fine. Any of those.
And if you can get them using this mug...
Ooh, bonus points.
Extra points for you.
I'll buy you some coffee.
Yep. Maybe even two cups of coffee.
Maybe. All right, hit me.
That's great.
What else you got? That's a fun question. Who asked that? Are we allowed to know?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, no. Sorry, Mason asked that.
Mason.
Yeah.
That's a fun Mason question.
Yep, that's a great question.
Yeah.
If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way.
See you real soon.